And so it begins. Game six, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Game day, their third chance to eliminate the Senators as the series shifts back to Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa. And I got to deal with Sammy.
It's not good.
We've got to deal with Sammy. Me, Justin Bourne, Derek Brandeo, and Jake the Snake Schultz have 55 minutes to deal with Sammy.
We just got to work through it. Except I don't know, Sam, do you feel like talking about it?
I had two very traditional life lessons that were instilled in, by my great parents in me, were to always show up for work. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have something good to say, don't say it.
Well, yeah.
So these were two really conflicting morals today.
Yeah.
And I always show up. I always come in here. But I got to tell you, boy, it's the first time in a really long time I considered just not coming.
Did your parents say anything about leaving stuff on the bus?
They have really battled with my forgetfulness my entire life. Yeah. They've tried to instill some of that in me. But
can you forget that the Leafs have lost the last two games?
I can't. It's going to steal my will to live. I don't know why today in particular feels really, really hard. And I woke up today feeling awful about this. And, you know, I had moments of positivity before game five going into that. I really did. And I want to come in here and I want to be positive and I want to say that they won. I picked them to win in six and all this stuff. I just can't get there.
While the focus... JB, the focus the last 24, 36 hours, I don't know, is over the 1-13.
It is.
Okay, it is. But can we not draw something out of this? Feels different. Mm-hmm. We've had that narrative for pretty much the whole season out of training camp.
Yeah.
The most they've ever lost this season on a few occasions is three games. Mm-hmm. This lineup isn't the one that's blown other opportunities, mm-hmm. although there are key components still attached to it.
Yeah.
But can we not take anything out of that this lineup is different?
Yes. Kip, we can. I will say, even through all the darkness of the past and the pessimism, McKee is the only person, the only Leafs fan person in my life right now that is really following through on... I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but on the belief that they're not going to pull through. A lot of the people that I talk to that are lifelong Leafs fans are saying the same things. They're dogs. They're frustrated. The core needs to be blah, 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 blah. But I still think they're going to win.
Emotional
damage. To a man, though, end it with, I think they're going to win. And I think a lot of that is Ottawa's not as good. The goalie's better in Toronto. The defense is better than it's been. There's reason to believe that all we've seen all year long is not wrong. If they were to come out and play a nice hockey game tonight, you'd be like, yeah, okay, they lost a couple of games. That's about it.
4-2 in the series win.
Right, were we overreacting?
Game six. But what did you predict?
I
said Leafs in six.
I would be so excited to have that conversation about it. I would kill to be called an overreactor.
Yeah.
There's nothing I want more in my life than to be called an overreactor.
What did you predict?
Leafs in seven.
And seven.
I did, yeah.
Did you say seven?
I did, yeah.
We said six.
Yeah. You guys said six. I went back and listened to it yesterday, and I said seven.
And there's not a,
seven.
There's not a part of you that wants to stick with that right now.
There's nothing in my life I'd like to be more than wrong, be called an overreactor, be called a big baby. Like, I want to be wrong. I want these. I've never wanted anything more than to be proven wrong about a group of individuals. Like, I, you know, there's a lot of people in this industry that will cheer for takes and cheer for, they want to be right.
Good story.
They want to be right over the actual team winning. I'm a fan. I can say, I sit here and say so much dumb crap every day. And ultimately, the goal of this for me is for them to win and me to be happy about them winning. I don't care what I say. So please,
yes,
prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Prove my belief that they are going to lose tonight and lose on Saturday. Prove that wrong.
And just to validate your feelings,
yes,
Sam. They've done, you're right, you're logical in this feeling. They have shown you no reason to believe otherwise.
I know.
In the past. However, I'm looking at the team, not a few guys. the team this year. And Craig Berube's talked about the team.
Okay, and we've got Craig Berube. We got some Travis Green. We got plenty of Kippers Clippers. But this is just the three of us right now. I want to just stay on that focus. And I'm going to ask you if you kind of factor in the different look that they've presented compared to what they've lost with in the past. What needs to happen for you for our predictions to come true today at Leafs in six?
Well, the Ottawa Senators are the second best team in the NHL in terms of winning percentage when they score first. The fourth best team in the NHL is the Toronto Maple Leafs. These are two teams that have great success when they score the first goal. So scoring the first goal is a prerequisite for me.
Okay.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, please.
Creating high danger scoring chances. So I don't, even if Ullmark's good, last game by the time it was all said and done, I think expected goals for the Leafs were somewhere around two. They didn't create a thing. There weren't moments. I don't even need them to go in. I just want to see them create a bit and Stolarz to look solid. I'd actually like to see Stolarz get a few more shots against. Because they've been pretty good when they float him in from distance and, you know, he makes some early saves. That's all I got. Oh, power play. Power play could be a little more direct.
One. One might be enough.
One power play goal. Sure.
Okay.
I don't know if there's ever been a more important first goal in NHL history than tonight. Whoever scores first tonight wins. Like, I think being on the road in this game.
It's overtime right away for you.
If I'm going past my actual feelings and just talking about the hockey game, I think being on the road is good. Mm-hmm. I think the energy that happened on, what night was that, Tuesday? What day is it? Tuesday night at Scotiabank Arena. I think, rightfully so, it gets pretty toxic down there. Mm. And I would never fault anyone for the way that it felt. But not only did the entire team tighten up when that first goal went in, the whole building tightened up. So there's a world where the Leafs don't get the first goal tonight where they can still come back in the game, much like in game four where they went down two, all that. Still think the first one is really important.
Yeah.
Being on the road for me and having their decor, there are reasons where I believe that they should win this hockey game tonight. There's obviously a lot of reasons I believe they won't, but the road is helpful, Kipper. They're a good road team, and I feel like it's going to be better for them to be there. What do you think?
A lot of good points from you. I want to focus on Stolarz. I do have concerns. You will hear from my concerns after we hear from Craig Berube on his number one goalie tonight, Stolarz.
You used Anthony six games in a row all season. What's your sense of how he's handling an increased workload?
Well, he's been fine. I think he's played really well, and I don't see any issue with him.
So that was Luke Fox. Yeah. I was asking there. I had to boost up the volume on it, but saying he hasn't played six games in a row all year.
Mm-hmm.
And a typical answer from Craig Berube is everything's great, no worries at all.
Yeah.
And we don't expect anything less from him at this point. But for me, the big guy's tired.
Think so?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's a concern right now, which would lead to possibly the first goal and what we may see after that. If he can come up large here, I think the Leafs will close this out.
Mm-hmm.
But save percentage at .863, I think, the last three games is a concern. Body language, movement, up and down, the glove side, a concern for me. I will say this, that this will be his last start in this series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'll go even one step further. He will not start if they play in the second round, game one. Joseph Wall has to come in, and at some point, if he loses tonight, you go to Wall in game seven.
Yep.
You find a way to get through this series, you start Joseph Wall in game one versus the the Florida Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy is dying for a little bit of a break here.
You're not going to say, we need you to give us 26 starts over the next 7 weeks type of thing. You're going to say, okay.
SNI, I brought up Joseph Woll after 3-0. Nobody really wanted to have that serious conversation. And I'm like, I'd be a guy on an island right now. Don't even go there. That, in hindsight right now, that would have been the perfect time to recharge this guy's batteries. He has never gone down this path before. What is he feeling right now? Mentally, physically, emotionally, he's never had this. Even in his years in London, go back. Everybody I've talked to, he's a good goalie, but he tends to run out of gas sometimes too. Mm-hmm. So that's my biggest concern right now moving forward. If Stolarz comes back rejuvenated and looks sharp with his movements, man, they've got an excellent chance to close this game out.
I wonder if they, you know, could have a quick trigger on him, you know? One they don't like, maybe two they don't like,
If you do not see the energy out of him that you've been accustomed to seeing all year, you go get Joseph Woll in that. I am with you 100%. I have a very short leash on Stolarz's look tonight.
You
don't have to pull him at when you're down 3-0 or 4-1 here.
Yeah.
Like, it's a gutsy call, but if you feel like he's just a tad slow, go to the guy that you maybe thought a long time ago was going to be your number one guy this time of year.
Well, and not even that long ago, you know, the thing that stands out for me with Woll is, like, he's come in relief over the past couple seasons in playoffs for the Leafs. He's played 7 games in the playoffs and is a .933 with a .178 goals against when he's been in. So he's gone in game 5, game 6, and been comfortable and been fine. So he is a very viable option. The one thing on Stolarz, so his third period save percentage has been bad. Him and Hellebuck are bottom two. But the other thing is that in terms of long shots, he gave up 4 shots from over 40 feet in the whole regular season. 3 in this series already. You know, I'm with you where it's like, believe in this guy, think he's going to be good. Definitely quick to say, okay, well, it's your turn if you give up a couple.
I mean, he's been bad in 1 game.
And not even bad, just like not
game,
not
game 4, he wasn't great.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the big reasons they lost that game. I mean, you can talk about the goaltending and Stolarz and being concerned about him until you're blue in the face. They're not going to bring Joseph Woll in and have him shoot one in the net. Like, they got shut out in their biggest game of the season where their stars, again, have no showed. The biggest key to this game is seeing their star players who make up however much of the cap look like star players, and they have never done it. Mm-hmm. So instead of me saying that the goaltender who's been iffy is the biggest concern, the stars are the biggest concern. Oh, the stars are by far the biggest concern,
but
Kipper.
They've proven that they can win low-scoring games. They've proven that they can protect a lead.
Yes.
It's not paramount. He can still find a way to win this hockey game, Stolarz, if Matthews or Marner don't deliver 6 points between them.
It's not just Matthews and Marner. Willie's got to be there too, buddy.
But it's almost like you have to say, if those guys aren't there, and why should we believe that they will be, what's the next way through the house here? What's the next way?
Stolarz.
Right. That's your next way, is you win 2-1, Lawton shoots one in the net, Nyes tips one in on the power play.
And he shoots a wrister that goes off Pinto's skate into the net.
And you win 2-1. That's the next way through if the Stars aren't going to do it. And to your point, there's no reason to think they will.
Stolarz looks 200 feet across. He sees Allmark. Is Allmark trending up? Let's hear from his head coach, Travis Green.
No, he's going to be great tonight. I have no doubt. He's been great for us all year. You know, he's steadily improved as the playoffs have gone on. I've kind of seen this in his game during the season, and got a lot of confidence in him. And obviously, you get toward the end of any series, goaltending's a big part of it.
Sammy, you wouldn't be feeling any better if he was old Linus in net for your team that you're rooting for.
No.
That's one thing that Allmark can help him out tonight.
I thought, like, he got a shutout. It's hard to say he's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it looked a lot like a lot of the performances where they've made Korpisalo look like a stud or made guys that aren't that good look really good. That's what it looked like.
But to your point about guys petering out, and Allmark also is not an every other day goalie and loves it.
He, he's a lot fresher right now, and he's not taxing on himself mentally or physically. This guy, look at the first two games. Like, you could have caught him off a walk in the park, and you wouldn't have known the difference.
Yeah, I think people show how they're feeling with pressure differently, though. You know, I can see you guys being like, whatever, it's just a game. God, we've been watching the Leafs players do that for a long time. Ah, whatever, we'll get them back
chill.
In this game. Let's chill, man. It's all good. What's the problem?
Lots of good looks, boys.
Lots of good looks at the post.
Yeah.
They didn't fall.
Couldn't get one to drop.
Right. We actually have Berube on pressure. That catches my eye a little bit, because let's be real, that's kind of the theme of tonight, right? The pressure, because if they don't win tonight, the pressure game seven, we'll talk about that another time. But let's talk about pressure from Berube.
To me, pressure... You know, when you play the game, the only pressure to me is the guy beside you in the locker room, you know, your teammates. That's, you know, you don't want to let them guys down. You want to do your best. Outside pressure, that's just talk. It's obviously, you know, you guys doing your job and fans and everything else, but you got to try to block that out best you can and focus on your game, focus on your teammates. That's what you want to do.
Okay, that's fair enough. But that. But where's the follow-up question?
Yeah, how's that fair in St. Louis?
How's that pressure on performing for your teammates in Game 5? How did that go?
Mm. What did the guy in the stall beside you have to say about Game 5? Great work, bud. You know, got another gear for us.
We'll get him next time.
Yeah. You may turn that up.
At some point, someone's got to say something about, like, letting each other down, too. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You can say, I let my teammates down. Craig Simpson made an excellent point the other day, right? You can be nice if there was a little bit more accountability publicly.
But honestly, boys, like, I listened to all that audio before, like, because I listened to everything before. I didn't even cut it. Mm-hmm. I'm so numb to them saying that if they had said something else, it would have been remarkable to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I'm not going to make our listeners, I'm not going to make people just say, have them hear the same things over and over and over. Like, we've had the same conversations a million times about them not taking accountability, all this stuff. It's a tired conversation. All these conversations, we're so sick of having them. You guys are.
Yeah.
Leaf fans are. Like, people are so sick of this. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's just, you know, you can talk like, oh, it's, there's, the only pressure you should feel is your teammate. Yeah, that flies in St. Louis, Craig. That flies in Philly.
There is some external
pressure
here. It's
Toronto.
Yeah.
There's millions and millions. It's the biggest fan base in the league. They matter. People care about this.
I know.
Yesterday I wrote for my Toronto Star article that you can find on my social media, my X page. They need to go in. Tonight needs to be their game seven for me.
Yeah.
And I know that you said we'll maybe talk about potential game seven down there. But like there's some people that are like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And this is like after just five games in the series.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, I'm done with this team. I've been out there. I live in the city.
Yeah.
They're like, they're
I've gotten
done.
It too, buddy. 100%.
They're done.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, they can close this thing out 4-2 and they're still pissed.
Mm-hmm.
What is losing tonight and coming back to a game seven going to feel like? That's why I'm like, boys, even if you got another crack at it Saturday night, man.
You don't have another crack at it Saturday
night. You can't lose what you've – you can't lose anymore. You can't lose anymore these people that have stuck by you all these years.
Yeah, like, I'm torn on that, right? Like, it's, you know as well as anyone that their playoff series have their ups and downs. You lose a game in overtime. That game five was a clunker beyond belief. And the roots of these feelings are so deep in the ground from previous years that people feel it in their toes, in their path. They feel it in their ancestry. It hurts so much. But in this hockey series, a good night tonight, to your point, kind of makes it all look a little silly.
It can regain some of that it's different this year.
Yeah.
They can do it tonight. I'm not sure they can do it in game seven.
You know, you just saw the Florida Panthers get up 3-0 and almost blow it. Lose, 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 game seven, win game seven. It happens. It doesn't happen a ton. Only 10 teams in NHL history have even got to a game seven after going down 3-0.
Who would go to game seven?
So I love that question.
You would have to pay me literally $10,000 to go to that game. Like, I wouldn't. Like,
why? What does that mean? You're going to watch it anyway. Why would you have to be paid to be there?
To be there?
Yes.
Amongst my fellow idiots, like trying to cheer on this
team.
Isn't
that who you should be with?
No, but like we have no belief in that you're going into this building when you're like, they are probably going to lose.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the culmination of the most heartbreaking thing ever. So, like, I couldn't imagine going
so
to that.
In 1994, when we were up 3-1, game five, the tickets were more expensive, more in demand for game five to clinch a Stanley Cup than they were game seven.
Where you could see him lose.
Less people turned down going in the event that they get their heart stomped on.
Wow. That's a fascinating psychology study. You know, like that's my BA was
that's
psychology.
That's your point.
University.
100%. But this isn't for the Stanley Cup, Kipper. I think if
it's no. It's the same emotional. It's the same emotional attachment
for the fans.
For the fans.
If the Toronto Maple Leafs blew a 3-1 series lead in the Stanley Cup final and they had a chance to win the Stanley Cup in Game Seven, I think a few people are going
to
go.
No, but he's just saying Game Five would make more sense to be more valuable
for sure.
Than seven.
No question.
You don't want to risk the.
I'm not
sure.
Saying
injury.
We had empty seats in game seven.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
game five, you're doing the edge walk in the CN Tower, but you've got the strap to hold you in. Game seven, you're just up there hoping.
You're free balling it up there.
Good luck.
All right, listen, we got Gord Stella coming up after the break, but we still
got some
meat on the bone here in terms of lineup changes. Max Pacioretty moves up in the lineup. Let's get Craig Berube's thoughts, clip one, and then we'll get your thoughts, JB and Sammy.
Yeah, there's always debates about lineup changes. Max, he had some real good stretches with those guys before he got hurt. And big guy, strong, you know, physical, good around the net, you know. So that was the decision there.
So I think he looks at that one, he almost shoots in and knows that it's pretty good play by Pacioretty. He can put the puck away if he gets a chance. These are going to be hard games where I think the answer for the Toronto Maple Leafs is through, not around. The only way out is through, and Pacioretty's a through guy, right? He can get to the net. He can draw people there to create room for Willie and Tavares. And maybe to me this is a sign they think he's healthy and going to get a good game out of him.
And I don't mind it. I just wish he had played more, and I wish he was playing better.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of looking for your game, it's just playing as if you're at the place that you want to be. He needs to show that he can hit a level again to be effective. And I don't know, maybe it's the first shift, a second shift, a big hit, a drive to the net, a redirect, something to start building up to I can hit those moments that I had earlier on in the season. But, and Craig talked about it, his best hockey was earlier in the season with Tavares. How quickly can they rekindle? But my first thought is two slow guys, even strength.
That's not unreasonable.
That's a bit of a fear.
Where they control the matchup and can get the Stutzla line out there against that line.
Yeah.
With the fastest player in the series and young, fast, strong Brady Tkachuk.
It's just
a terrifying
crazy,
matchup.
Right? The McMahon thing's just crazy. Because McMahon is also very strong.
16 games now without a goal.
Yeah, and he's like, he can be another layer of dynamic play for them when he's fast and forechecking and he could be physical. And we've done
he's
this
not
whole,
getting to the net.
He's not. And we're doing the whole chicken and the egg. He's not playing well. He doesn't deserve to be there. This seems to be one of the like core tenets of Berube's coaching philosophy is to not promote someone who's not playing well. But I think sometimes you got to put him there and say, find it. Find it with these guys for us. And I don't know, that third line is not doing anything anyway. You might as well give him a chance.
With what's at stake tonight, Kipper, about you saying treating this like a game seven, going to something that you haven't seen since New Year's Eve or New Year's Day is surprising. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know that McMahon, Nylander, and Tavares can get you a goal It can get you, it has worked for you not that distant future. And I understand not rewarding McMahon because I think, frankly, he's been pretty brutal in this series.
Yeah.
But when your back's up against the wall, when you're desperate, you usually revert to something that you've seen work. And I'm just really surprised by this move. I am.
You shouldn't be, because the last week of the regular season, go pick any.
Sorry, I was in Hawaii. I missed that.
Oh, did you? Yeah. No, I think you may have been part of one or two shows where, like,
you're
leading, if not winning, the Atlantic Division. Should we be talking about lines?
Buddy, they had Holmberg.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I was here for that.
You were there. You were on the left. I'm like, well, what is going on here? You're one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, and we can't figure out the lines.
Mm. It's weird.
It's strange. I can't recall a top team ever having not
a second
locked lines past three guys at the top.
Yeah. I think part of me does appreciate, you know, having these guys who've been, this has been the lineup. This is the 12 forwards now for the third or fourth straight game. Same guys, same D. You know, they know what the pace and the feel is like. And I'm okay with not putting in Kampfer or Robertson, but you're right in terms of the guys they're playing with.
Yeah.
The other thing I do think is if they need a goal, I could see McMahon getting, or if McMahon has eight good shifts, no, three good shifts.
One.
Yeah. I could see them being like, okay, McMahon's going tonight.
I wanted a lineup change. I wanted physically somebody to come out.
Yeah.
Who?
A little spark.
I don't know. It's Berube's the guy that gets paid the millions to
just change
decide.
The mojo.
Just change it up. Just give me one message that I gave you guys a couple of opportunities to get the job done. You couldn't do it. This guy's coming in.
I'm with you.
That's it. Okay, pick whoever you want. I don't care. But that, to me, is a message that we don't have 20 guys. We got 22. We got 23. Mm. Whatever you want to say on your roster. When you talk about wanting to go deep into a Stanley Cup, I've been saying this for like a number of years, 9D. Nine. Mm. Not seven. Not eight. Nine. Mm. Same thing. 14 forwards. Give me 14 forwards. You're not getting the job done. You're out.
Even
Lawrence, locked at number four. He is good enough where he could have moved up and down the lineup just to give some energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and like,
how
you're
he
struggling
look
right now. If he would have had a few more looks, I would have even brought him up a little bit to alleviate McMahon. Mm-hmm. Is there much difference right now,
no.
Bobby McMahon to Steve Lawrence?
Lawrence has been better.
I was going to say, 18's been better.
Put him
for
up.
Sure.
Yeah, much
for
better.
Sure,
sure.
Put up his energy.
Lawton's been better.
And get it, like, but he never did that. He never did that.
Yeah,
and he's not about to. If he is, I don't know, maybe they're down 3-0 by that point.
But this is like, this is Craig Berube, a lineup decision that's true to the guy you hired. He got a veteran, 6'3", 220 guy who throw the body, go to the net. We're going to meat and potatoes this thing across the line because this team hasn't meat and potatoes it at all.
Yeah.
So, Dad, you wanted this coach? This is the dish he serves.
You want to hear why he didn't make any changes to his lineup?
Very
Love
much so.
To hear
all right.
that.
Clip two, please.
I just didn't feel that we needed that right now. You know, there's a lot to like on our team right now, the way things are going, so... I felt like best to leave it.
Okay. Listen.
So that, I think that's what
60
he's trying
minutes,
to project.
Solid 60 minutes. We'll tip our hat to you.
Absolutely. This is the, we're going to leave Binnington in the world, what are Four Nations?
Yeah. The Four Nations. The Four Seasons.
Nation seasons.
The Four Seasons.
Face off international.
But that clip to me just screams, Everything's great. We're fine. No problem. Nothing.
Everything's great.
The dog on fire in the kitchen meme. We're fine.
Cue the Will Ferrell voice.
We gotta keep our composure.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've gotta keep our composure. Keep our composure.
That's actually.
That's how we. That's
honestly,
how Sammy's
that's,
been yelling for the last 20
that
minutes.
That is.
That might be the funniest movie scene.
It could be.
Ever.
It could be.
But he's just all. He's all
for
burnt.
Sports fans. It is.
He's burnt. Yeah. He was in the mascot
whities.
Suit. No, he's in the mascot suit trying to jump through the hoop. So,
all right.
Hopefully the Leafs can jump through some hoops. So we got to go because we've got Gordo coming up. But I'm getting tweets. I'm getting texts. Like, come on, man. Come on. Show some positivity. Show some positivity. Show some positivity. Like, I get.
Sam. Show some positivity. Do it.
I can't. I can't.
It's not your fault.
Hey, folks, we still got about an hour and a half of the show. Let us work on them in the commercial break.
I guess it's just me. I don't know if there's other Leaf fans out there feeling the same way. You've talked to people who say they're done. I am so envious of the Leaf fan. That's just
a believer.
I'm going to cheer for my boys tonight, and hopefully they win. And it's just like, I love my Leafs. It's like, I would kill for that. Just be just dumb and don't care. Like, how do you not care? How do you?
Biz does it.
Yeah, great point. But how the hell?
He doesn't believe
it. How in what world? If you're a Toronto Maple Leaf fan listening to this right now, and you can text me, you can tweet me, how are you feeling good? Feels good?
They have 108 points this year. Is that any good?
Here's some positivity.
Was their goalie have the best save percentage in the NHL? Is that any good?
Okay. Thank you. Here's some positivity. I love you guys.
And we love Gord Stellick, who will reaffirm all those positive vibes after the break, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
More Real Kipper and Bourne when we return after these words.
Dive deep into Toronto sports and the NFL. The JD Bunkus Podcast. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Real Kipper and Bourne Show, Leaf Hour Edition. Our apologies to Sheila Stiles, who we've done nothing for her in the last 30 minutes of our therapy session.
Sounds like we did the opposite. We actually made her worse.
Well, perhaps our next guest can help.
What is this music?
We're helping Sheila right now.
Oh, we're doing therapy?
Yes.
This is peaceful.
Very.
In through your nose, deep. Count peaceful. To four. Breathe out.
Sheila, take it to a meadow. Listen to the water rolling off the rocks as your Toronto Maple Leafs take an early 2-0 lead.
Okay, you should do this. That was quite relaxing.
I really feel like Kipper could sell that 10 seconds to some ASMR company.
100%.
There's money to be made.
Yeah.
From a calming therapy to stellectricity, let's bring in our next guest, the voice of reason, a guy that can sum it all up with a few simple words. Okay, go, Gord. What are the simple words?
Was that Jim Nantz just on the show? Is he filling in?
Hello,
that
friends.
That was beautiful. So, guys, I've got the reverse playoff beard going, okay? I'm not going to shave until the Leafs win another playoff game. So if they don't, I could look like Abraham Lincoln or worse, like Elliot Friedman did 2 years ago, okay? So I'm putting myself out there, okay?
So if they lose twice and then they blow it up and miss playoffs for a bunch of years.
I know.
We're in. Okay.
Unabomber.
Gord, is there still a world where the Leafs can play well, lose, win Saturday night, and everything's still great? Or is this it tonight?
No, still a world. You got to get by the series. It's ridiculous if you're a Leaf fan that it goes to 7 games. And ultimately, that if they look back and have playoff success, they get, say, holy mackerel. Like last year, the Florida Panthers, who would have thought they're going to win that game 7? I mean, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but Kipper, keep the one perspective is they got to win one of the next 2 games. If they lose the next 2, then my next segment is dirty laundry. We'll do it from the laundry room. I'll put my laundry here and we'll do all that. So let's keep perspective. Want to win tonight. If not, you still have Saturday. Leaf fans will say, I cannot believe you're putting me through this. But yes, still have Saturday. So there you go.
Can I have a thought on the Leafs that isn't about the core four? Like, give me something tonight. And we've done Stolarz pretty well, too, I think. So if you got any other players that we could ask more of or expect to see something of tonight?
Maybe Morgan Rielly.
Okay.
You know, just about as far as leaders go.
Yep.
You know, I know he's kind of the core four, core five, what may be. You know, the tough part is, Justin, I want to say tough part, like the first game when I joined you, I mentioned they checked all the boxes they haven't done the last couple of years, which is great. And they've done a lot of positives since then. But really, Ottawa has matched them, you know, tete-a-tete, you know, piece by piece in doing it. So they've had a lot more depth. You know, maybe if you're Lorenz, don't make the extra deke on the breakaway, you know, whatever. That's getting picky, whatever. Yep. But you've had depth scoring. You've had defensemen scoring and that. And no, you know, it really, like that 1-13 remark record in your last 14 games, and I believe Tavares is 1-12, not much better. But that defies logic. I don't even know what to say about that stat. And I'm not meaning it as an indictment, like personally, but it is kind of an indictment about, really? The last 14 times you've been able to close out a series? Really? Yeah. So you haven't? So you got to put that behind you. And that's what you do. You win the game, and that's the first step. Put it behind you, and it's got to be the big guns, Justin.
Yeah,
it's got the big guns of the story.
It's just really, it's a double-edged sword here. Like, you're sitting there going, this is just playoff hockey. You win, no problem. But the people that are cynical right now are tying it all together, and it's the basis of the 1-13. Mm-hmm. It's the core four. So which one is it? Do they have a legitimate reason why they're jumping off the bandwagon right now, or do they not, Gord?
Well, I mean, if you're a real fan, you don't jump off the bandwagon. You lie in the fetal position. You feel angst, you know, whatever.
Like Sammy.
You know, all those, yeah, like Sammy. And then you're loyal. And when you win the World Series like the Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs did, it's all the sweeter. But, okay, Kippy, you're the guy that played NHL playoff games. I didn't, okay? And Justin didn't. Justin played at a very high level, of course, as well. And what you really see is, and what I admire, and it's better, you know, I'm biased than any other playoffs. These guys give it. All 16 teams, these players give it. Playoff hockey is different than the other 82 regular season games. We all know that. It's actually really different because you can't play maybe up to 28 games like this over 82 games. So what is it? Historically, the Leafs have not been able to play that style nearly as successfully as the regular season games. You can distance that by moving further this year and get on with it. Otherwise, it rears its ugly head, worst case scenario, once again.
Yeah, no doubt about that. One thing on Morgan Riley, who you mentioned, since the 2017 playoffs, in the opening round of playoffs, he's first in games, goals, points, and minutes played. He's been on the ice a lot and done a lot of good things for the Leafs in the postseason. How do you feel about the change for Max Pacioretty moving up? I know I've had a lot of conversations with people who are like, how do you not do the McMahon thing? How do you not bring someone else? Are you okay with keeping it simple?
Nick Robertson.
Okay, so first of all, I do like Morgan Riley, and I remember he's got some big goals. You're just saying, like, yeah. I just mean someone that can be a difference maker beyond those guys. So I want to be clear about that. Yeah. But he wears the 1-13 too. Okay, he wears the 1-13. I would have Nick Robertson back in the lineup. Now, if winning the playoffs comes down to Nick Robertson being in or out, well, then you should be out. Okay, whatever. But yeah, so they went the opposite way and decided that Max, you know, they still have two bullets in the chamber, that Max Pacioretty, elevate him, his experience, his Stanley Cup ring, and see what gives. So I was a little bit surprised by it. I'm glad there is some kind of tweak because they need some kind of tweak. And actually, the one of the big four, Willie Nylander, man, come on. Come on.
Yep.
He's the one that's got to get going. And this is vintage Willie. He's probably been the consistent best forward the last number of playoffs, but you're talking the best forward on a team that's lacked playoff success overall. But, you know, he is an individual to me. Come on, Willie, I know you're streaky. Let's get the streak going the other way. But, hey, the Pacioretty move, like I said, when Berube was with St. Louis, he was seemed really had a good feel about moving guys in and out in that respect.
Not sure, Gord, if you caught our Craig Simpson the other day on our show talking about the post-game comments on, hey, we're up. If you would have told me that we were up 3-2 in the series and, you know, we knew it was going to be a lot of same lip service, but didn't. Craig felt like he didn't really get the I need to be better kind of comment. Craig Berube has been clear that he's not going to focus on the core four. We're a team. It's spread out. No more or less responsibility on certain guys than the whole team in general. After tonight, either Craig's going to be or Craig Berube is going to be right in not focusing on one or two guys, or we're going to be sitting there going, maybe you should focus on one or two guys. Where do you see them handling the two losses so far going into tonight publicly anyways?
I did see Craig Simpson. I never watch the show unless I'm on because Matlock coincides. I like watching the reruns.
You and Doug McClain.
So I don't like missing one. No, I did catch Craig Simpson. I got a kick out of Berube's line. And because it's, you know, and this is where in Berube we trust or something about the kind of demeanor and whatever, because he's gone, got them to the promised land, another NHL team, and just said, hey, before the series, if you said we're going to be 3-2 after five games, we take it. Well, yes, but that's not the context, okay? That's not the context right now about how you're going into game number six. So again, he's got two bullets about whatever concept team-wise, trying to deflect the natural pressure towards the big guns. A lot will become the bench coach ability to see the game and how you deploy and maybe make changes or don't make changes. And then you have one more bullet for game number seven. It's still, to me, it's the big guns. It's the big guns. It's the big guns. It's the big guns. That's why Carolina, you know, Sebastian Aho's doing for Carolina what they never got in the past. They never got a player in the playoffs coming up big for them. That's why they went after Rantanen in a big way. And Aho did that in the first round against New Jersey. And, you know, Leafs have players capable of doing it. Guys like Marner have had good playoffs at other times. They really have. But it's just never been a complete body of work to get you the next round. I'm fine that he deflects it, but that there has been more completeness of a team. But it comes down solely, number one, or not solely, but number one on the big guns. They've had the goaltending. Hopefully they don't lose the goaltending. If Linus Allmark starts kicking ass and the Leaf gets ordinary, to say it a second time, that could be problematic.
So the one thing that I feel like is unusual about how we're all talking about this series is in the past, you're playing Boston, Florida, Tampa Bay. You're going, how do you shut down X? How do you stop them from doing this thing they're doing? What are we going to do about Y? There's almost no talk about the Senators. Like nothing about that they're doing has been overly imposing on the Leafs. And so it seems almost like an internal thing for the Leafs to just like, how do we figure ourselves out? Is there something with Ottawa, someone, something that the Leafs need to target and say, we need to at least take that away from them to give us the best chance to win?
By the way, Pierre-Luc Dubois was a difference maker for Columbus too. So it wasn't always, you know, like the elite players on those other teams. And in Montreal's case, let's face it, Carey Price was on fire. So it hasn't always been those teams. I think though, Justin, you know, I'm big on not poking the bear and letting Brady Tkachuk be the X factor. And I don't believe Brady Tkachuk's fully healthy and, you know, wants to be the X factor physically, because that would rile up the crowd. I don't, you know, so I just, like I said, it comes down to, we're looking at the way Carolina closed out the game last night. Look at the way Washington closed out the game. That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay, Ovi with the big goal, Wilson with the big hit. Just the completeness of a better team, like the Leafs are a better team against the Ottawa Senators. The completeness of a better team giving a better team playoff effort.
I'll tell you the guy that they got to target tonight.
I know who it is.
Jake Sanderson.
That's the one.
Okay.
What do you mean by target?
You heard me.
I don't mean
it means whatever it means.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
Okay, no, but you know what, Kippy? Sorry, 100%. First of all, the elite players are tough to catch with the new rules, but I get it. And one thing I noticed when I was with the Rangers, and you would win a Stanley Cup with them later, but back then we got eliminated by the Washington Capitals, and they hit Brian Leetch every time. Every time. Mm-hmm. Behind the net. Started with Dale Hunter, anybody else. So to your point, Kippy, you can still do that. Look what St. Louis is doing with Winnipeg, making that a real physical series. So that point about, yes, in the regular season, no point extra hits because it's 82 games and you're flying somewhere the next day. But yes, he's been the best defenseman in the series. So when you get a chance to finish your hit on him, if you can catch him, don't let him 100%.
Most hits taken in the playoffs. No one has been hit more than Chris Tanev, 34 times. Jake Sanderson, second, 31 hits he's taken through five games. So he's taken a licking and kept on ticking pretty good, Gordo.
It's just another little piece, because you're not going to, you know, you're kidding if you think you're going to neutralize the guy totally. But yeah, all these little factors come into play and make a difference. What a wonderful player he is. I mean, I'm really glad Ottawa, I'm glad nobody got swept in four. I can't stand a season ending somebody getting swept in four. And Ottawa certainly deserved a game, but they've had enough. Go home, stay home, get lost. We'll see you next year.
Gordon, let me ask you about the heat or the the focus on Austin Matthews going into this game six compared to other disappointing playoff years? Where does it compare? It just seems like there's a lot more talk about him now, even more so than Marner.
Well, is he truly been 100%? Don't know. We've talked about it before. He has a couple of games. You look and you say he is, and then you wonder. One of the differences they made, and I commend them for it, because you could have got John Tavares's nose out of joint, but made Austin Matthews captain, kind of like Edmonton, say, hey, it's like Connor McDavid with Edmonton. You're that guy now. Now, is it incrementally going to make a difference? Is that going to come in game six or seven? So, you know, Kippy, it's on all of them. It starts with him. He's their best player and captain. And, you know, and you're wearing, are you kidding, 1-14 or 1-15 if they lose the next game or the next two games? Ugh. Ouch. Ouch. I can't even fathom it right now. But hey, it's on them. It's on him. And let's hope tomorrow we're talking about, you know, the next series.
Great therapy session with Gord Stellick.
I feel better. I feel healed.
I'm listening. Remember Fraser Crane?
Yes. I think that show's back, actually.
Enjoy the game tonight, my friend. Thanks for doing this.
Take care, gentlemen.
Have a good night, Gordo. Thank you.
Former Toronto Maple Leaf general manager, Gord Stellick, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Does a great job.
Great job. It's just no secrets. It's like power play, goaltending, big guys. Okay.
Go. Tons of people texting in, supporting me.
I want
so thank you
supporting
to,
you.
So thank you for people that tell me I'm not crazy.
I want you
eat each other.
At puck drop, you know, for the first 5-7 minutes, just blank out.
I'm going dark, boys. I'm gonna throw my phone in the river.
No communication.
Just don't have any. Just watch the game.
Just gonna be me just and my falafel rolled shawarma.
So will your wife be around?
No,
while you're...
she's not home tonight.
Okay,
it's gonna be me, the couch,
and some darts
and a dart. 100%.
And you're gonna leave your belt and shoelaces at work or what?
You can't smoke in the house.
No. I'll go up to the front step for that. So if you're ripping down a certain street in Toronto around 9:45, well, I guess we gotta do lease talk around 10:30 tonight. You might see a tall guy with glasses in his underwear ripping a dart.
It's just the Walter White.
Or jogging.
Yeah.
Naked. Is that the same Will Ferrell movie or different?
Here's what I'll say. If they do win tonight, if the stars align and the hockey gods, oh, precious hockey gods, allow something like this to happen tonight, they win. I might go out for a cold beverage after. Mm-hmm. I might go out and have a cold one. See what the streets are looking like.
It's allowed.
Please win.
Does it feel like it's just been 5 games in an opening round? You know, or does it feel like we've been through the ringer already?
If they go by, like, I could never do a run to the final. Like, how did the Oilers people do it?
2 months.
Crazy.
Of Sammy. No. I can't take 2 months of Sammy.
I can't take 2 months.
I wanted to see Bobby McMahon's stats so far in playoffs, and I pulled him up, and I was like, they only have it for 5 games. Like, that site's not updated.
That's it.
It's only been 5 games.
That's it.
It's felt like an eternity.
Been a lot of takes over 5 games.
Yeah.
So they win tonight, and then he's starting the show going, we're never going to be Florida.
I know. Some people, though, they just live their life like that. Like, you're just never happy.
I don't care, though. Lose in 5 to Florida. Do not care. Just, you cannot
we'll check get in with you next.
You round. Cannot get reverse swept by the Ottawa Senators. That is something that Leaf fans cannot live with.
It's funny because...
We promised we wouldn't have this conversation.
Okay.
Just focus on the first 5 minutes.
I don't know if it's out there.
There were a couple times where in the regular season, the Sens got close to the Leafs, like in the standings, and then the Leafs just kind of straightened things out. Maybe this is just another one of those.
What's the score tonight, Kipper?
3-2 Leafs.
2-1 Leafs.
Ooh. We got to stick with game six prediction. I don't think people should do playoff predictions. I think they need to stick to their preseason predictions.
I didn't get asked to do that, so I'll change. Leafs win tonight. 4-1.
Wow.
I don't believe that at all.
Is that a reverse? Did you just reverse a reverse
I
thing?
Did. Yeah.
All right, Leaf Nation, enjoy your game six tonight.
They won't.
Coming up at the top of the hour, David Amber in studio. Don't go away.
Not in studio.
No, where is he?